Okay, so this is Grace, and she is going to be talking about her study abroad story in London this past spring.
So, in my first few weeks of London, I had some friends doing the J-term study abroad there, and so a few of my friends and I that were doing the full semester, we decided to go visit them. And this was one of our first times. It was the second week, so it actually was our first time going, like, further away than, like, just our classes and stuff on the tube and everything. And so we went out with them, and then it was fun, but we decided to go home because we knew we had heard that the tube closed at a certain time, and we wanted to make sure we got back so we didn't have to deal with figuring out a different way home. So it was all going fine. We were really proud of ourselves. We were sitting on the tube, like, we had to change at a certain spot, and we did it perfectly. But then when it actually came to our tube stop, the doors closed much quicker than we thought they would. So there were five of us, and we were making our way off, and then all of a sudden the doors closed on two of us, and I was still on the tube and three of our friends were still off, and then I thankfully had somebody else with me. And so I start pressing the button frantically, and I'm looking at, like, my friends, and they're all like, and then in slow motion it feels like that we just pull away. And it was our second week there, so we didn't really know how to, like, navigate yet. We were just proud of ourselves for getting that far. We weren't really anticipating what to do after that if something did go wrong. And so we ended up getting off at the next stop, my friend and I. He didn't have service, and my service wasn't working underground, so we didn't really know how to get back. And because it was getting so late, like, the tubes, some of them had already closed for the night, and, like, ours, we realized, was one of the last ones going in the direction it had been going. And so we went up to, the, like, the top to try to get service, and we talked to, like, the people that worked there, and they were like, oh, sorry, like, it's kind of too late, like, there might be one more if you go back down. So we went back down and we waited, and there thankfully had been a few other people, like, just random people trying to get home too that were waiting as well. And so we got back to go the other way again, but that one, it didn't stop where we needed it to stop. So we once again, we were going past because that station had already closed, and we didn't realize that, like, it would close before, like, the whole tube line would close. And so we went back. So with them, we were past where we needed to be again. And it was really chaotic trying to figure out our way home because, once again, like, he didn't have service and mine wasn't working underground. And so then what we did was we ended up going back up to the top again, trying to figure out a way home. And they were like, okay, there's one more that's going back, like, closer to that direction. So we went back that direction again, and we were going through. And then it stopped somewhere, but still not close enough. So we ended up just having to leave the tube and try to figure out. We walked for a little bit. We tried to find a bus that would take. Sometimes the buses go later. But then the bus also wasn't, like, it was closed for the night. And so we ended up just getting a taxi from the place where we were at. It thankfully wasn't very long, but it was too far for us to be able to walk. And so we ended up getting home an hour and a half after our friends, even though we just missed one stop technically. And so that was really chaotic. And that was a big lesson for all of us, because after that, we decided we would be really, really strategic and always have a backup plan about what to do if we were separated and how to navigate the tube at night when it was close to closing. But so after that, thankfully, we never had an issue like that. But it was crazy because it just felt like slow motion, everything, when the tube pulled away and we were still on it and everybody else was off.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, my goodness.